Stories of the Holy Fathers of the Desert, Part 1 on Voluntary Poverty. Thanksgiving for the Eucharist. Abba Arsenius once fell sick at Skeet, and he was in need of a bowl of pottage, and since this was not to be found there, he took the remains of the Eucharist and said, I give thee thanks unto thee, O Christ, that because of thy name I am able to receive the food of grace. When a holy man found money that was not his. There was a certain holy man whose name was Philgarius, who lived in Jerusalem, and he worked with his hands and toiled to earn the food which he needed. And the old man rose up to see the work of his hands, and he found a purse containing 1,000 derricks, which had dropped from someone on the road. And he remained in the place where he was, saying, The man who lost this will come back seeking for it. And behold, the man did come back, and he was weeping. And the old man took him aside and gave him the derricks. And their owner laid a hold upon him, and wished to give him some small sum of money, but the old man refused to accept anything. Then the owner of the derricks began to cry out and say, Come ye and see what the man of God hath done. But the old man fled secretly, and departed from the city, lest what he had done should become known, and men should pay him honor because of it. They say that Abba Serapion, the bishop, went on one occasion to one of the brethren, and found in his cell a hollow in the wall which was filled with books. And the brother said unto him, Speak to me one word whereby I may live. And the bishop said unto him, What have I to say to thee? For thou hast taken that which belongeth to the orphans and widows, and laid it up in a hole in the wall. Editor's Remarks. It is important to remember that books in ancient times were highly prized and very expensive, as all were copied by hand. The printing press would not come around until the 1400s, making books more accessible and inexpensive. We also know that the great apostle St. Paul had a collection of books, which he speaks of in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. To reconcile this rebuke with the fact that it can be a holy and good thing to own spiritual books, which are helpful in learning, teaching, and are conducive to meditation, we can conclude that the rebuke probably was due to spiritual gluttony. Owning excessive spiritual books is a sign of spiritual gluttony. St. John of the Cross explains, All their time, that is, people who are spiritual gluttons, is spent looking for satisfaction and spiritual consolation. They can never read enough spiritual books, and one minute they are meditating on one subject, and the next on another, always hunting for some gratification in the things of God. The Dark Night of the Soul, Book 1, Chapter 6. Spiritual gluttony does injure charity, and in this case, the bishop points out that instead of putting his money to good use by giving alms, he has used it to amass an excessive number of books to his state of life. The Poverty of the Cross. Abba Theodore of Parmes possessed some beautiful books, and he went to Abba Macarius and said unto him, Father, I have 3 books, and I gain profit from them, and the brethren borrow them from me, and they also have profit from them. Tell me, now, what shall I do with them? And the old man answered, and he said, Ascetic labors are beautiful, but the greatest of them all is voluntary poverty. And when Abba Theodore heard these words, he went and sold the books, and gave the price of them to the poor. A monk who only ate what he earned. They say about a certain monk that when his food came to him, he was in the habit of taking so much of it as he needed, but that if it happened that another man was brought to him, he would not accept any of it, saying, It is sufficient for me, behold, my Lord hath fed me. He who is dead to the world cares not for inheritance. A certain monk used to live in a cave in the desert, and a message was sent unto him by his kinfolk, saying, Thy father is grievously sick, and is nigh to die. Therefore come, and inherit his possessions. And he made an answer unto them, saying, I died to the world long before he will die, and a dead man cannot be the heir of a living one. Do not be weighted down by the world. An old man was asked by a brother the question, How shall I live? Then the old man took off his garment, and girded up his loins therewith, and lifted up his hands and said, It is meet for a monk to be as naked in respect of this world's goods as I am of clothing, and in his striving against his thoughts he must stand as upright as a vigorous athlete, and when the athlete contendeth, he also standeth up naked, and when he is anointed with oil, he is quite naked, and hath nothing upon him. And he learned from him that traineth how to contend, and when the enemy cometh against him, he throweth dust upon him, which is a matter of this world, that he may be able to grasp him easily. In thyself then, O monk, thou must see the athlete, and he who showeth thee how to contend is God, for it is he who giveth the victory. And who conquered for us, and who contend are for ourselves, and in striving is our opponent, and the dust is the affairs of the world. And since thou hast seen the cunning of the adversary, stand thou up and oppose him in thy nakedness, being free from any care which belongeth to this world, and thou shalt overcome him. For when the mind is weighted down with the care of the world, it cannot receive the holy word of God. From Riches to Rags. They say concerning Abba Arsenius that as, when he lived in the world, his apparel was finer than that of anyone else, so, when he lived at Skeet, he wore raiment which was inferior to that of everyone else, and when, at long intervals, he came to church, he used to sit behind a pillar so that no one might see his face, and he might not see the faces of others. Now his face was like that of an angel, and his hair was as white as snow, and as abundant as that of Jacob. His body was dry by reason of his labors, and his beard descended to his belly, but his eyelashes were destroyed by weeping. He was tall in stature, but somewhat bowed by old age, and he ended his days when he was 95 years old. He lived in the world in the palace for 40 years in the days of Theodosius, the great king, who became the father of the emperors Honorius and Arcadius, and he lived in Skeet for 40 years. And he lived for 10 years in Troja of Babylon, which is opposite the Memphis which is in Egypt. And he dwelt for 3 years in Canopius of Alexandria. And during the 2 remaining years he came to Troja again, where he died. And he finished his career in peace and in the fear of God. Man does not live on bread alone. On one occasion a certain bishop came to the fathers in Skeet, and a brother went forth to meet him, and having met him, he took him and brought him into his cell, and having set before him bread and salt, he said, Forgive me, O my father, for I have nothing else to set before thee. And the bishop said unto him, I wish that when I come another year I may not find even bread and salt in thy cell. The Charity of the Poor. One of the old men said, If thou sittest in a place and seest people with abundant provisions, look not at them. But if there be a man who is destitute, look at him as the one who hath no bread, and thou shalt find relief. What a monk should wear. Abba Isaac, the priest of the cells, used to say that Abba Pombo said, "The manner of the apparel which a monk ought to wear should be such that if it were cast outside the cell for 3 days, no one would carry it away."